It may be only rock and roll to you, but in Iran, the authorities don't like it. In fact, in Iran, you're not allowed to listen to Western music at all, and don't even think about making it. But one Iranian indie rock group has made it, all the way from Tehran to Los Angeles. NPR's Shireen Meraji profiles the band that calls itself Hypernova. Some people think they're always right. Others are quiet and uptight.
Others just seem so very restless. That's not Hypernova, I know. It's The Strokes with You Only Live Once. Young Iranians are downloading The Strokes off the internet, they have satellite TV, they're making music in a thriving underground scene. And there are a lot of young Iranians. More than half the population is under 25.
Living life in the heart of Iran, we had a dream of becoming one.
Now there's Hypernova. The youngest member is 17, by the way. Hypernova is an indie rock band from Tehran, influenced by groups like The Strokes, The Arctic Monkeys, Queens of the Stone Age. Their new CD is called Who Says You Can't Rock in Iran, and they recorded it in Iran illegally.
There's an element of danger involved in what we do, but I mean, the laws are so chaotic and random back home that they're hardly enforced. I mean, 99 out of 100 times, you can easily get away with anything.
Ram is Hypernova's self-proclaimed dictator and lead singer. Ram won't tell me his last name or the last names of his band members, Kami, Cody, and Jamshid. And he monitors the band's message. No politics.
You know, we sort of have to stay on top of our game, make sure that, you know, journalists don't take too much advantage, you know, and make sure, because it's our lives that's on the line, not theirs. So, you know, they can get their story, but we want our lives back.
The story goes a little something like this. Iranian indie rock band struggles for 7 long years in the megatropolis known as Tehran. They play shows in dank basements and at kids' birthdays. And one day, the leader of the band decides to try for the big time, the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas.
I got this email like, congratulations, you've been accepted to showcase at the festival. I'm like, yeah, right, this is like spam mail or something. But it was actually, it was an invitation from the festival. We'd been accepted and we were all like so happy. Like, we're going to the States, yay.
But it wasn't that easy.
All the hard stuff started exactly around then, where we had to like go to Dubai because there is no U.S. consulate in Iran.
After traveling from Tehran to Dubai, the band was denied visas. They were heartbroken, but they waited and applied again, this time with a faxed letter from Senator Charles Schumer.
It was a long drive to the U.S. consulate, and we're just like on the way to there, like, oh, are we going to get the visas or not? And we're just listening to a whole bunch of music, and there was this one song. What was that song? It was like a Gwen Stefani song. Song on, it was like, and that became sort of the theme song of the trip.
That theme song Ram mentioned is Gwen Stefani's new hit single, The Sweet Escape. Prophetic? Hypernova got the visas, missed the South by Southwest Music Festival, but they're here and rocking small shows. The guys swear they're not trying to escape life in Iran. Ram says it's not as bad as we think it is.
You know, what they show is always, you know, death to America and all these chants. And, you know, it's always the poster of the American flag being bombed or whatever. It's just not like that. You know, you can't generalize a whole country on, like, a couple of small things. I mean, America's a pretty conservative country, and we're just the same. We're no different. You know, and the young kids, like, back home, we enjoy the same things as, you know, that any other young kid would enjoy anywhere else. And that's sort of the whole point of the trip. We want to show that how great our similarities are and how small our differences are.
Follow your heart, follow your soul, follow your dreams wherever you go. Ram says Hypernova's living its dream in the United States. Soon they'll be back in Tehran, rocking in the shadows. Shireen Meraji, NPR News.
To see pictures and download cuts from Hypernova's CD, Who Says You Can't Rock in Iran, go to our website, npr.org.